It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson. Sam Altman is one of Silicon Valley's anointed stewards of the future. He's the head of Y Combinator, a famous and competitive seed accelerator that nurtures and then launches promising startups into the world. These companies often go on to become household names, Airbnb, for example. But Altman seems pretty focused on politics right now. He is not a Trump supporter, but he just posted a blog about visiting and hearing from 100 Trump supporters around the country to get their perspective on the new president and the left's response to his leadership. Sam Altman, president of Y Combinator, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So why did you do this? Why did you go out and talk to Trump supporters?
I think like many other people in Silicon Valley, I was sort of in a state of disbelief and disappointment and wondering how to move forward. And I wanted to understand, given that I didn't know very many Trump voters personally, why people were supporting this candidate that I thought was so dangerous.
It was interesting to read that some people were even a little bit nervous about talking to you because you were involved in the tech world.
This perception came up again and again, a feeling that liberals and especially Silicon Valley are more intolerant. Mm-hmm. And there was a feeling that it was just completely unacceptable to be a Trump supporter and that you couldn't say anything in support of Trump and that if you did, you would have people attack you.
What else did you learn?
One thing that really disappointed me a lot was how strongly the anti-immigrant feelings ran. People came again and again to things like, we need to preserve American culture. I really didn't like hearing that. To say something positive,
yeah,
I really did like most of the people. And it reminded me that I think one thing that has gone deeply wrong as a consequence of technology is that we have all been able to surround ourselves only with people who say things that we agree with.
Interesting that you attribute this to technology, this problem. Do you think technology can...
Technology is the cause and solution to all problems.
How does knowing more about Trump supporters impact your business at Y Combinator and the startup industry?
I think it's always hard to say that we're trying to do things that we think are important to make the world better without coming across as like super obnoxious and insincere. So I don't know how to say that in any way that'll come across as real, but that really is what I care about. I also care about making sure that we get the very best talent from around the world into the United States. I also think that we are on the verge of maybe the third great technological revolution. And I think it's really important that we as a society figure out what we're going to do about this coming age of automation. And I think that this administration does not understand the best way to do that.
You have counterparts in Silicon Valley who have taken roles with the Trump administration. What do you see your role as being over the next 4 years coming from where you're coming from?
I have some thoughts about that, but I'm not quite ready to talk about it. But I want to get more involved, although not with this particular administration. I think I'm happy people are. You know, he is our president. People forget that, but he really is. And I applaud people willing to try to engage with him on the issues important to the tech industry.
How come you're not one of them?
I don't think I could personally stomach it, but I'm very glad other people are.
Sam Altman, he is president of Y Combinator. Sam, thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure.
To say nothing of Facebook and fake news of the present, our understanding of and access to important information about our own human history is more and more delivered through the filter of Google. And earlier this year, Google saw a huge spike in searches for the term Reichstag fire. This is an event that happened in 1933 that the Nazi Party used to help dismantle civil liberties in Germany. Also trending, the words fascism and Kristallnacht. What, if anything, do these trends mean? Annalie Newitz of Ars Technica is the person who noticed them and has been writing about them. Annalie, how did you discover this stuff and why do you think it's happening?
When you look at Google Trends, it's a tool that allows you to search globally or by country. You can get even smaller than that. You can go down to the state level, right? United States.
Yep.
It goes back to 2004. And so I was just doing what you might call a brute force search, which was looking at all the data they had from 2004 through the present globally. And if you do that, you see these incredible spikes. And interestingly, the spike in Reichstag fire searches also hit a few weeks after the Brexit vote. So there was a spike after the Brexit vote, and then there was a spike in just the last couple weeks.
Yeah. So is it correlation, not causation, or is it, what's the answer here in terms of why it relates or how it relates?
So I talked to Seth Stevens Davidowitz, who is a data analyst who's done a lot of work on that question in his research. And he said, well, you know, it could be as simple as people are scared that there may be a fascist regime coming and they're trying to figure out what to do. And I think, you know, that's probably one answer.
Okay.
Another possibility, I talked to an SEO expert who said, well, also, there were big articles in major publications talking about the Reichstag fire around the times that we see these spikes.
So really, the takeaway here is that it's complicated.
Yeah, I think it tells us that people are looking to history to understand what's going on right now. And they're looking back to the most recent moment in Europe, anyway, that was a great historical rupture. And I think it's a signal that people feel like we're going through another rupture and they want to know, how did it turn out last time?
Anna Lee Newitz is tech culture editor for the site Ars Technica. Anna Lee, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.